99, Road 60, Mountain 3, with Conversation. Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system.
You are the only party in this conference.
VOIP 929-299-1269. VOIP 929-299-1269. VOIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazzmaz on SDF Open VOIP on AnonRadio.net. Once again, you can call in using your regular phone service by dialing 929-299-1269, or you can sign up, if you have an SDF account, you can sign up for a VoiceOver IP account. Check out the tutorials at sdf.org. If you don't have an SDF account, you can sign up for one of those, too. I believe you all you have to do is either visit the website, or I think you can even just SSH to new@tty.sdf.org.
VOIP 929-1269.
Hello, Serif. Serif. How are you tonight? And just so everyone knows who might be listening, Serif is sitting in comm mode chat, and he said hello to the voice of Jazzmaz. And Serif says, all is well. And as typical, unless other people join in to the conference bridge, I will probably just end up muting my mic at some point and continuing to listen in. If someone joins, I will pick up the phone and say hello. Hello, Papa. How are you tonight? Shock of temporarily being exiled from PCOM. What did you do to get exiled from PCOM, Papa? Not that I have any idea what goes on in PCOM. I just get the impression that perhaps there are less than politically correct conversations going on. And other types of flame-worthy activity, but that's just speculation by some comments made by people over time, that they're a little more rough and tumble in there than they are in regular comm. Oh, so you have a path issue? Yeah, because I guess there are a number of executable paths on SDF, and I guess if, depending upon your order, your path environment variable references them, you may call, I guess, the PCOM script before the, you know, the quasi-com, but really PCOM script rather than the real com script. I don't know why that's a thing, but apparently it's, I guess it is. Yeah, I don't know much really about PCOM. I don't think I've ever been in there unless I was accidentally in there and never was aware. Hello, Wix. I'm surprised Com Bouncer is still lingering in Com. Usually he disappears after the main DJs. But I guess he's got a lot of scrubbing and cleaning to do.
VOIP 929-299-1269.
Oh well, I'm going to mute my mic for a while and go silent, and if someone joins the conference bridge, I'll pick up. Yeah, Papa, I can imagine that someone, I don't know if I would call that a Trojan, but, obviously, someone basically chose to, stick a COM redirect, COM to PCOM redirect in the Tenex contributed software project, I guess. Yeah, usually in there, when I want to use something out of there, I don't usually add the whole 10x project directory to my path. I usually have a user bin directory, and I will, create symlinks to programs I want to use out of there when I want to use them regularly. Not everything's in the path. That way, and also that's usually my bin directory is usually parsed last, unless there's a good reason, unless I want to override default behavior of something, then I'll put it first. But I think currently there's nothing I'm overriding. Well, it depends on your definition, I guess. Yeah, if it's doing claims to do one thing and does another, but, the people in PCOM, they probably think their COM is the one true COM. the nature of schism, right? Okay, going silent yet again. No, and I think there's another issue too with 10x. I think there probably is a disclaimer on there that it is not, you know, it is a collection of software, you know, user provided software, whereas I'm sure that there's some language in there that encourages people not to do bad things with it, otherwise sanctions will occur. And I think it also perhaps mentions that to the casual user that they should, you know, be aware of that fact that, you know, that the programs in their user created and the general membership system admins don't necessarily bless the use of anything in that directory. You know, it's kind of at your own risk. Obviously, if someone's doing something really bad, I'm sure the administrators would probably intervene. Yeah, Papa, I'm sure that's the first tier that the Meta ARPA users are supposed to self-police, but, you know, at some point, if you don't have the ability to disable malicious software on there, my guess is the SDF admins would probably intervene at some point. Can they disable it? How can they disable it if someone has ownership of a specific executable? Is there a vote system for it? Or does Meta ARPA have group write access to the files in that directory? I haven't really looked that closely at it.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
Not that I'm encouraging someone to go through there and delete stuff on a regular, you know, just because. I mean, you have to have a legitimate reason. AKA, you may want to bring it up in the Meta ARPA section or the Tonic section. Of B-Board. Before you take action, that would probably be a reasonable protocol.
VOIP 929-299-1269. to VOIP 929 299 1269. to VOIP 929 299 1269. Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation. FO2VOIP 929-299-1269.
Attention on radio listeners, coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a pen mic with open mic, anyone can stream.
VOIP 929 299 1269.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a PenMic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
OVOIP 929 299 1269.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penmic with open mic. Anyone can stream.